So I want to talk a little bit about getting successful and dealing with ourselves in our way, on our way to becoming more and more successful. And as well, I want to talk a little bit about what I see. Like sometimes when I don't have Instagram on my phone. Like I really don't like it. So sometimes when I check for messages or something, I install the app and then I go into the messages folder and then I go back. But I just can't do anything. I just can't do only this thing. Like every time when I'm there, like I still scroll through the feed and see like some of the posts, some of the things that other people are talking about, business, about success, about some things. And they all talk about, yeah, they made like $1 million a month or 700,000 a month, or they did this and that and so proud and all the leads and all this stuff. And what I see is how people run away just looking at the numbers, just looking at some things, because they're afraid to feel. And like there are so many people out there talking about numbers, talking about results, talking about some things, but when you look closer at them and when you look closer at what they have built, it's just bullshit. It's just a bullshit facade that sells you some things, but there's nothing behind it. And then when you deal with those people, you understand why. Because they don't have anything, any proof on which they build their success. It's, for example, when you look at the dollar. The dollar was, I think, connected to the gold and to the gold in Fort Knox until 1960, 1970, something like this. So every dollar had his value in gold. As proof of the value inside of Fort Knox. So everybody knew this dollar has this value because it's connected to something. And then someday they started to not attach the value of the dollar with a gold. But they just said, you know what, no, the dollar is $1 and that's it, and it doesn't need to be connected to the gold anymore. And that's what a lot of coaches, a lot of people out there talking about success, talking about becoming more successful do as well. So they have no base on which they build their success. They just tell the people that they are successful and then they do some things, but it's not that. And then they become successful because other people pay them money. And then it grows, but it's no stable base. It doesn't have this foundation, this rock solid foundation. It's not there. And then what I see in those people is they get lost in their content, for example. So they have only two, three, four things they talk about, and that's it. They can't talk about their relationship to their spouse. They can't talk about their relationship to their kids. Most of them can't even talk honestly about their bank account. They can't talk about the money they actually make. They can't talk about anything of that or some things of that. So they have their two, three topics and they wobble around those topics and they do just like this and that's it. So they waste a lot of time because they don't look at what it is, why they feel insecure when they grow, why they have some results, and then they are afraid to lose those results. So you build your marketing agency and you get your marketing agency to a certain level because you, for example, you had a great idea, or you had the right connection, or you did some things right in the beginning. And then you want to grow from this point where you stand now. So you want to go further. It's not enough to be just there. You want to make more money, you want to become more successful, you want to have a great body, and you want to feel in a different way. So But now it's important to see why you don't feel like you want to feel. Why you don't feel rich, although you make the money. Why you don't feel successful, although in the outside you are more successful than you have ever been before in your life. And that's basically because you play stupid in some things. And I want to get there step by step. Just to give you the opportunity, because some of you might hate me now, saying like, what, you tell me I play stupid? I said, yes, I think you are. Because I think some of you have way more potential than you are currently using. And you play stupid and you run away from things that are part of your life as well. So you pretend that you need to work on your computer for 17 hours, 12 hours a day to get the results that you want to get to. But that's just stupid. You have AI now. You had before that, you had like assistance that you could get from anywhere in the world. You had like when you used your brain in full capacity or in a bigger capacity than you're using it right now, you would have much better ideas. You would solve your problems much easier and much more efficient. But you don't. You don't use your brain like this, so you play stupid and you do like just some stupid shit anybody else tells you on YouTube or on Instagram to do, or on TikTok. Just do the 3 steps and you'll get to your success. Just do the 5 steps and you'll have whatever you want. But in the end, you just play stupid because you see, like, every time you watch those videos, nothing happens in your life. And then you go back and you scroll through Instagram again. You just feel miserable, not seeing why, because you just waste so much time and you don't want to see it. And that's basically the reason why you don't get as successful as you want to be, because you don't look honestly at the things that are taking away so much space in your life. You don't look honestly at your own value. You build something. You build your company. You build your bank account to compensate for things where you think you have less value. Now, what you do is you look for other authorities telling you, no, you are of great value. You have so much value. Look at this. Now, you should honor your self-worth. You come with a certain self-worth just from birth. You just don't have this self-worth because your mother told you something or your father told you something, and that's the problem. No, dumbass, it's because you behave like an asshole. And you know it. It's because you do certain things where you prove to yourself you have not this worth. And now you are afraid of this thing. You're afraid of looking at your self-worth. You're afraid of how you do your work, how you communicate, how you deal with your own body, how you deal with yourself, how you feel as a man, how you feel as a woman, how you treat your parents. No, I'm just throwing around the microphone here, sorry. How you do whatever. You don't look at it, honestly. You just behave like a fucking pussy. And in this pussy state, you stay and don't do anything else because you will find somebody who has compassion with you. You will find somebody who tells you, oh yeah, that's not so good. Oh no, you poor thing. Oh, that's so sad. Oh yeah, that's so, oh yes, you need to work 12, 13, 14 hours a day as well. Oh yes, us too. Oh, that's so hard. So you gather together in your meetings, in your masterminds, in whatever. So what I see is, for example, yeah, all those marketers telling you like they make like hundreds of thousands and whatever, yeah, meeting in those masterminds, in those big marketing masterminds, yeah? And then they all come together telling each other how much they work. I work 12 hours. I work my ass off. I go to the gym so often in the week and I go do this and that, and it's so much, and it's the hustle and the grind, you know? So they find their people And those other people, the people of their peer group, help them now stay in this story they tell themselves. But now they don't even know. Now comes an important part as well. Like when you look at, for example, those marketing masterminds, or when they talk about each other on Instagram or LinkedIn or TikTok or whatever, they say such beautiful things about each other. Oh, this guy is so amazing. He's brilliant. He did this marketing and it was fabulous. And what he did there, it was crazy. And it was so amazing. It was so good. It was so freaking amazing. Yeah, they talk about each other in such a good manner, so loud, that it opens up a part of me where I say, why would you need to talk so loud about somebody else? And then the other people do the same with you. And so it's like all of you together wasting your time. And now I'm going to tell you why. Because those people, yeah, are actually trying to praise themselves. Here's the microphone as well. I don't know what it is with the microphone today, but I'm constantly hitting it. Those people are constantly trying to praise themselves. When they meet somebody who's like them, and they say, "You are so great," it's a good thing, you know? You have the ability to speak positively about others. You have the ability to see the good in other people. Yeah? So, wow, how cool is that? So, other people wouldn't dare now to look at that and say like, that's interesting what he's doing there. That's interesting what she's doing there. Why? No, they say, oh, okay, yeah, that's okay, cool. Oh, he's talking so good about that person. They are talking so good about this person. Well, that must be like crazy. So it's like for us, it's for our own peace of mind. Good to know that we talk good about other people. And within this, that's so good, talking about other people, there is this layer of you praising yourself, this person praising himself. So, and this can be hidden, like that you secretly admire like other people, and you say, oh, they build their agencies and they have their success. Oh, is this great? Oh, wow, is this beautiful? Oh, wow, I wish I would have the same success as they have, but I just don't. And oh, is this cool? And oh, I would love to fly with a private jet to New York and have there my dinner in the afternoon and then buy the penthouse and then just go to Cyprus or go to Berlin or go to whatever and build my company as they do. But you don't say it out loud. It's your little secret with you. Out loud, you judge them. Out loud, you say things about them. Out loud, you are so loud saying, I don't want to be like them. No, I don't want to do that. Who would want to be like this? I mean, who would want to have a trained body? Who would want to have the millions? Who would want to fly private jet to New York? Oh, no, that's not, they are not connected to their feelings. That's not us. That's not me. No. So you're so loud in it. This anti thing that you don't even see how you're doing the things that other people are doing and you're judging it. You don't even see if you would maybe even like to do some things like this or not. But then on the other hand, right, there's this where you run away. Where it's this running away of you don't look at yourself, your own self-worth, as honest as you can do in that moment. No, you just play stupid by worrying about your finances, by worrying about your sales, your clients. So, and now if we look at it from the perspective of, let's call it magic, materialization, universe, and so on, we have this part where we see that we have a connection between worth and feeling rich, of course, because rich is nothing else but worthiness, worth, honor, money has a lot of worth. Money is an easy mirror for worth, so it's easy to get lost in this money thing. And what we do then is we sabotage this part where we feel worthy. We don't, because in some ways we think we treat our spouses, ourselves, like an asshole. We don't behave socially. We are part of the anti-social social club. We do whatever. So, in this thing, we don't look at how we can do good for others, how we can help others, like honestly, and where honestly we don't want to help others, and run away or don't want to deal with others. No, we just waste time. And we do this by feeling worthless, being a victim. Being a victim, scrolling through Instagram, seeing others and saying, oh, I would love to be like them. What do I need to do? How many clients do I need to have? Let's calculate it. And don't get me wrong, I think this is all an important part in building a business and becoming more successful. But I believe if we don't start looking at the other things, when we become successful, we won't be able to feel successful. Because it's not only the money that gives the feeling of success, of being rich. Because usually when people are honest to themselves, they get to the point where they say, actually, I don't only want the money, but I want the recognition, I want the respect, I want the fame, I want to feel close, I want to feel connection, I want to belong, I want to do whatever. But you don't feel like you belong because the people that are around you mirror you being an asshole. So that's something that I want to talk about because it touches me when I work with people or when I meet young entrepreneurs talking such bullshit about success, not seeing what it is really about. So I'm building my family currently. being with my fiance and my child, and when I have this tendency where I see like, okay, I only look at the numbers, or I only look at how I can do better marketing or whatever, it's important for me to give myself the space to realize how much is really necessary and how much is just me running away because I try to avoid some certain things. Where do I play stupid? Where do I things that I that help me to not feel, to not be in a connection with the people that are around me? So me being with my fiance, for example, it's very important for us to look at how we want to build our family. And for me, always important to reflect on seeing where can I behave better, or where do I believe my behavior is bad, but it's actually not, or it's as good as I can be. But not by running away and trying to solve it by doing some other things, but by being there, reflecting, feeling, working on it again and again and again. And this is what I believe gives me the connection, the closeness, this feeling of belonging, what I'm looking for. Having my family and being able to work with my family on our connections. Being as honest as we can be, sharing our needs, even if those needs interfere with needs other people have in the family. I think it's important to share honestly, to show one's feelings, to show one's disappointments and one's happiness. But people come to me, for example, asking, Jeremy, how come that you can do what you want, becoming more successful, and you seemingly love everything that you do in your work? And then for me, it's something that fascinates me when I compare myself to who I was a couple of years ago. Because I thought I needed to do things that are difficult for me to become more successful. But then I pretended towards myself that difficult for me is to sit on a laptop working 14, 15 hours a day and then driving home and sleeping. This is actually the easiest part of success. Doing repetitive work again and again. The more difficult part for me is to deal as open as I can do with my emotions. To deal as open with my fiancé as I can, with my son as I can. And this is, it doesn't look like work when I talk to my fiancé or when I talk to my son. I mean, my son is 16 weeks old, so he doesn't answer that eloquently yet. Mostly his answers are blah, 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 blah. Or something like this. which is very cute. But it's this part to not hide, to work on the parts where I tend to run away, to work on the parts where I don't want to share my feelings, to work on the parts where I judge, where I think of myself as an asshole. That's for me the harder part. That's the part that makes it much more efficient for me. But it's a part as well where I want to explain first this part of efficiency. Because if I have this belief of success is hard, then I can do some things that are boring as sitting on the toilet the whole day, and this is just working on a computer the whole day. I think even going to the toilet is sometimes more exciting than this. So, but it's not difficult, you know, you just sit there, you wait, that's it. But it's not emotionally challenging. It's not hard. The emotionally challenging part is then, in my belief, the more efficient way. Because it is hard, but it is fun. It is enjoyable sometimes. It is resentful. It is passionate. It is whatever, but it is feeling. And this feeling part is what I see as are many people missing. And that's what I believe makes it more efficient, because in my own belief system, I use this belief, okay, it needs to be hard, so I look at the hard things. And then I can use it to take the next step, because I prove to myself I'm working on those things, which means I can start enjoying. But if I don't do it, I don't enjoy. I can't become successful. So other people, to get there to this part of, oh, it's so hard, it's too whatever, they just sit on at the computer the whole day, but they don't learn as much, they don't do the things, they feel stupid, they feel boring, they still don't feel satisfied in their relationship, and so on and so on and so on. Which is something that I don't do either all the time. But it feels more sensible. It's just this difference of, I know I work on it. It's not this, I just am completely lost and I don't know what to do. It's this difference of, I can control it. It somehow is connected to my life. So I don't feel completely without any connection, which can be an experience in itself. But not if you want to. You say you want to make more money, you say you want to become more successful, but just sit on your computer all day, not doing anything that is really big, just those small things, which sometimes are necessary. I don't doubt that, but I believe you could be much faster and much smarter in doing this when your brain had more reasons to do it. But you don't give your brain the reasons to do it, and that makes it less efficient. And that's the thing that makes us stupid. And that's the thing why people are pretending so much. Going out there telling they have those great relationships, making this great money and living this great life. But when you look at them closer, it's just running away, pretending and playing stupid. Because they actually don't know how to deal with it. They actually don't know how to express their feelings. They actually don't know how to be. That's why I'm doing this podcast here, because I want to share how I learned this process of sharing my feelings and how I try to work through my beliefs. So for me, it's, for example, that I still believe that I am an asshole in some parts. And I still judge them. So I still don't look closer at where I am and where I'm not. And that's where, when I start looking at it, I can work through it in my relationship with my fiancé. I can work through it and look at the topics that make me feel less seen or make me feel less connecting and belong. So I can start arriving more, deeper, more honest. Which doesn't mean it's happier. Which doesn't mean it's better. It has more life in it. And I can use my brain more, which is very satisfying. So, for you out there, if you're building your company at the moment, I think it can help you to allow yourself to see that there are other things that are in the way of becoming more successful. And it can start with the question, what is it that you really want? Is it that you just want to make the money, or do you want more? What is it that you think you will feel when you reach your goals? Do you feel like you belong? Do you feel like you're part of something? Okay, but then there are other things that you would need to work on. And then it could become more efficient. Good. For example, do you think you will be more respected? And just ask yourself, by whom and for what? And then you could ask yourself, what is it that you need to do to fulfill this image, this feeling, this need, in an even more efficient way? All right. And like this, I now wish you a beautiful day and see and hear you soon again. Bye-bye.